Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sukkah daf Mem. We left off on daf Mem Amud Aleph, actually. We got about 12 lines down on Mem Amud Aleph. Today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the sponsorship. So yesterday we saw the Mishnah where we spoke about what one does when, or what one is supposed to do when it's a Shemitah year and you have to buy your Lulav and Esrog. So you're not supposed to do business with Paris of Shvius, and in particular, when you're buying from an Am Aretz, there's a danger with paying too much money to the Am Aretz in exchange for Paris Shvius, because as we saw yesterday, the money that one gets from selling Paris Shvius has to be used with the same restrictions and the same limitations as the Paris themselves. Namely, it has to be for personal consumption. So we're afraid that the Am Aretz shouldn't store the money away and try to use it for profit at a later date. That's inappropriate. And so what we saw, the Mishnah said that what you should do is you should buy the lulav and you should get him to give you the esrog as a matana. And then we said, what if he doesn't want to do that? So you should be mavliya, the demei esrog, with the lulav. You should make it clear that you're not actually buying the esrog, you're buying only the lulav. So what we saw yesterday, the Gemara was saying, was why are you concerned only with the esrog? Why aren't you concerned with the lulav? In other words, if you're not allowed to buy Shvius produce from an Am Aretz, or you're not allowed to pay an Am Aretz a lot of money for Shvius produce, the same concerns that apply to an Esrog should apply to a Lulav as well. So we saw, no, it's not a problem, because by Lulav, we're talking that it's a Lulav that was actually grown in the sixth year, that is Nichnash Shvius, that enters Shemitah. And then the Gemara said, well, if that's true by Lulav, isn't that true by Esrog as well? And what we had said was, no, because by Lulav, we go like most Ilanos, which is Basar Chanota. The Shemitah year is determined based on when the fruit begins to emerge. And certainly if you're picking a lulav, which is already a very long, branch at the time that it's Sukkos, obviously the chanata, the emergence of that lulav would have been in the sixth year. It's not going to be in the Shemitah year. Whereas Esrog, also, we don't assume that it, grew its full amount in the seventh year, but Esrog is unlike Ilanos. We saw the Shita in the Gemara yesterday, because by Esrog we go Basar Lakita. We follow the year that it's picked in, and that's what determines the Shemitah year. So it would turn out that if you have Luluvan and Esrog, which both had a Chanata during the sixth year and a Lakita during the seventh year, during the year of Shemitah, so Lagabe the Lulav would be fine because we go Basar Chanata and we follow the sixth year. Lagabe the Esrog, it wouldn't be fine because we go Basar Lakita and it would follow the seventh year. So what we didn't say yesterday, but what David Haber mentioned to me, and he's exactly right, is that the opposite would hold true in the year after Shemitah. So if, in other words, in the eighth year, if you had a lulav and an esrog, so then we would have a problem now with a lulav, because the lulav wouldn't grow during the eighth year. It grew during the seventh year, and we go basar chanata, which is when the fruit emerges. However, by the esrog, if we actually go basar lakita, the lakita would have been in the eighth year and not in the seventh year. The Gemara today is going to talk about why there would possibly be an issue of Shvius with the lulav as well, because typically Shvius, the Isser of Shvius applies, or the restrictions of Shvius apply only to food, and the lulav is not a food. We're going to talk about the criteria for having Kedusha Shvius obtain and apply to specific items, and then we're going to talk about the method for transferring Kedusha Shvius. So if you have fruit, which is Kedusha Shvius, and you want to transfer it onto something, does the transfer have to take the form of Mekach Umemkar, of Mekach Umemkar, or can you do what the Gemara calls Chilul as well? Chilul is what we refer to as Pidyon, which is when, like, for example, when you transfer Kedushas Meiser Sheni from fruit onto money, so you're not actually transacting. There's no purchase and sale. There's rather a transfer. We'll call it a transfer. So the question is, by Shvius, does there actually have to be a purchase and sale, or is it enough for there to be a transfer without an actual purchase and sale? So that's going to be the main topic of today's shiur. It's all about Kedushas Shvius. Again, we left off 12 lines down on Mem Amud Aleph. So the first word on the line is Bain, and we're going to pick up with the third word on the line. It's right, it's the line under where it's the small, where we have the small Aleph from the Argos Habach in the Gemara. So says the Gemara, Taima delulav bar shishis anichnas l'shviyesu hadishviyes kadosh. So the implication that we got from the sugya yesterday is the reason that the lulav is not a problem, the only the esrog is a problem, is because the lulav is considered to be a sixth year fruit for the purpose of Shvi'is, because by the lulav we hold like most ilanos, so we go basar chanata. But the implication is that were it not for the fact that the lulav had a chanata, that the lulav emerged during the sixth year, there would be a problem of Shvi'is. In other words, that the lulav would have kedusha Shvi'is. But says the Gemara Amai, Eitzim Bialmahu, why would the lulav have kedusha Shvi'is? It's not a fruit, it's stam wood. Ve'eitzim ein ba mishum kedusha Shvi'is, and regular wood, simple wood, does not have any kedusha shviyas d'tanya, because we have the following brisa: aleikanim, if we have aleikanim, vale gafanim, and branches of a vine, shegavavan, that you gathered lechova for storage al panei asadeh. So you gathered all of this wood. So the question is, does it have kedusha shviyas? And the answer is, it depends. So lokton liachila, if you gather them for food, says Rashi, we're not talking about achilas adam, obviously, because these are branches and no person eats branches. But we're talking about is Michael Behema. So if you gather them for Michael Behema, so that your Behema should have what to eat, then yesh ba mishum kedusha shviyas. Then they do have kedusha shviyas. Lokton liatsim, however, if you gather them for the purpose of using them as firewood, then in ba mishum kedusha shviyas. Then they don't have kedusha shviyas. So the question is, if we see in the Brisa that if you're gathering wood and you're going to use it as wood, that something doesn't have kedusha shviyas. So if you're taking a lulav, you're not eating the lulav, obviously. You are using the lulav to perform the mitzvah, but you're not using it as a meichel. So why would the lulav have kedusha shviyas to begin with? So why are we even getting into this conversation about whether we go basar chanata, basar lakita, by the lulav, it's the shishish anichlas l'shviyas? It shouldn't make a difference at all, because the lulav is used as wood, it's not used as meichel, and therefore shouldn't have kedusha shviyas at all. So says the Gemara, the reason that the wood in the brisa doesn't have kedusha shviyas is not simply because it's not a meichel. There's another reason. Shani yosam diyamar kra lachem li achla, that the pasuk says that what are you allowed to do with shviyas produce? You're not allowed to sell it. You're not allowed to transact with it, but you're allowed to use it. You're allowed to eat it yourself. So it says lachem, it's for you, li achla, that you're allowed to eat it. Lachem dumya de la'achla. So its permitted use is anything that is dome la'achila. And what's considered to be dome la'achila? So the Gemara qualifies mishana also uviyuro shava, that it's allowed to be used for anything where the hana that you get from the item and the beer and the destruction of the item itself come at the same time. So yatsu eitzim shanasam achar biyuran. However, the reason that wood doesn't have kedusha shviyas is because by wood, you're not obtaining hana, you're not getting hana from the wood at the same time as it's being destroyed. Why? Because Rashi says that stam eitzim is lahasaka, that the most wood is used for the purpose of making a fire, and the way that they would make a fire is that they would burn the wood, and after the wood was totally burnt, that's when the burnt embers would get very hot. And that's when they would put the pot on top of the embers. So it turns out that when are you getting hana from the wood? You're getting the hana from the wood only after it's destroyed, because it's destroyed when it's burnt. You're getting the hana after it's already burnt when you're cooking. And therefore, there is no kedusha shviyas. There is no kedusha shviyas by wood, because by wood, the hana does not arrive simultaneously with the destruction of the wood. However, Rashi points out that by a lulav, the lulav is not etzim lasaka. The lulav is not used as firewood. What do you do with a lulav? So we know what we do with a lulav on Sukkos. You use it to shake the dalaminim. But Rashi says, what is a stam lulav used for? It's a palm branch. So he says it's used as a broom. So it's used to sweep the floor. Now, it turns out then that when you use the lulav, when are you getting hana from the lulav? You're getting hana from the lulav the second you're using it to sweep the floor. When you're using the lulav to sweep the floor, that's also when you cause the, quote, destruction of the lulav. So the Gemara is basically saying that a lulav is unlike other wood, because the other wood that was mentioned in the Braisa where we said there is no kedusha shviyas, that was only because the hana and the biur don't arrive simultaneously. But by a lulav, which is not used for firewood, it's used to sweep the floor, and you're damaging the lulav. The destruction of the lulav is taking place at the same time as you're getting hana. So it would turn out that by a lulav, that meets the criteria of lachem la'achla. that it does have Kedusha Shviyas, because you're getting Hanah at the same time as you're causing the destruction of the food. And now it's not in the way of Achila, you're not eating the Lulav, but just like by Achila, the Hanah and the destruction, destruction making the item disappear, come at the same time, so too by Lulav, the Hanah and the Bior come at the same time. So that's the distinction between the Lulav and regular wood. So says the Gemara, can we even make a blanket statement that by Eitzim they wouldn't have Kedusha Shviyas because the Hana and the Biur do not arrive simultaneously? Because again, Eitzim, we said, Estamiz uses firewood. The Biur comes when the wood is burnt. The Hana comes only afterward when you use the Gechalim, when you use the embers to cook on. So it says the Gemara, Va'ika Eitzim Damashchan, but there is oily wood, the Hanasan Abiyuron Shaveh, that the Hana and the Biur arrive at the same time. Because Rashi points out, what would you do with this oily wood? It's not suitable for firewood, but what it is suitable for is to make a torch. So by this type of oily wood, if you're making a torch, it turns out that you're actually getting Hana from the torch at the same time as the wood is being consumed. And therefore, we meet the criteria of Hanaso Biyurot Shava, and therefore, oily wood should have Kedusha Shviyas. So says the Gemara, Amarava, yeah, but Stam Eitzim, La Soka Heim Omdim, Stam Eitzim is La Soka. In other words, it is true, there might be a type of wood where Hana Ubiyuro Shava. However, Stam wood, the Hana comes after the Biur, and therefore Stam, the broader classification, the broader class of wood, doesn't meet the criteria that it has to be Hana Asa Ubiyuron Shava, and therefore Stam wood is not going to have Kedusha Shviyas. Again, we distinguish Lulav because by Lulav specifically, it's not burnt, it's not Omed La Asaka. Lulav you sweep a floor with, and therefore by Lulav, it is Hana Ubiyuro Shava. Says the Gemara, we should just know, we've been making this comment and we've been taking it for granted that Eitzim is La Saka and therefore Eina Nasam Biyurun Shava and therefore there is no Kedusha Shviyas. That's a machloka, says the Gemara. So the Eitzim La Saka Tanoihi, whether Eitzim is La Saka, that is a Tanoihi. That's a machloka Tanoam. Detanya, because we learned the following. Ein Mosrin Perish Shviyas, that you're not allowed to put Perish Shviyas. So lola mishra, not into a soaking pool where they would soak flax. Velola kvusa, nor into a laundering pool. V'Rav Yossi amar mosrin, and Rav Yossi says, no, you're allowed to put the perishvias into this type of pool. Now, what type of perishvias are we talking about? So we're talking about wine, which is a liquid, and therefore you could put the wine into this pool. So the pool, the laundering pool, we don't really understand, right? Because we wouldn't understand why wine would be a laundering agent at all. But let's talk about flax. So the way they would make flax, and we saw this, I think it was probably at the end of Maseches Yuma, I guess, that the way they would make flax is that they would soak it and then they would beat it. So there was this whole process. So it would start by soaking it. So you don't have to soak it in clean water. So let's say you have wine, which is Shemitah wine. Are you allowed to put the wine in that pool where you're soaking the flax? So on the one hand, you know, you're not allowed to sell it, so you're not selling the wine. You're allowed to use it for personal consumption. This is sort of like personal consumption. Are you allowed to do it? Are you allowed to use it for this purpose? So we saw a machloka. So the Tanakhama said no, and Rabbi Yossi said yes. So my time at the Tanakhama, so what's the reason for the Tanakhama? Why would he say that you're not allowed to use the Shemitah wine and put it in the soaking pool? So says the Gemara, the Amakra, la'achla, because it says, what are you allowed to use the Shemitah produce for? It says, li'achla, that you're allowed to use it to eat. So the diuk is, it's li'achla, v'lo the mishra, v'lo the kvusa, that you're not allowed to use it to soak flax, and you're not allowed to use it to launder, because the pasuk tells me explicitly what I'm allowed to use it for, and it only tells me that I'm allowed to use it for achila, but not for any other purpose. So my time is Rav Yossi, but why does Rav Yossi then say that you're allowed to use it to soak flax? According to Rav Yossi, the pasuk doesn't say that I'm allowed to use it to soak flax. It only says specifically that I'm allowed to use it la'achla. So says the Gemara, because Amakra lachem, l'chol tzorcheichem. Because it says that it's lachem li'achla. That's what the pasuk, it didn't only say li'achla, it said lachem li'achla, and therefore you're allowed to use it for all purposes. Vafilu l'mishra ulukvusa. You're even allowed to use it to soak flax. You're even allowed to use it to launder garments. Says the Gemara, but the Tanakama, it says lachem, that you're allowed to use it for all purposes. It doesn't say only la'achla, so why would the Tanakama say that you're not allowed to use it for Mishra and for Kvusa? So says the Gemara, hu lachem dumi de la'achla, and this is the Shita that we just learned. This is because the Tana says that you're allowed to use it for purposes other than achila, but it's got to be lachem dumya da'achla. It's got to be another purpose, which is like achila. Misha also biyuro shavet. It's got to be for a purpose where the hana is obtained at the same time as the consumption of the item is achieved. And therefore, you're not allowed to use it to soak the flax or to launder the garment because the hana that you're getting comes after the beer. Why does the hana come after the beer? Because the destruction of the wine takes place when you put it into this mixture of disgusting water that you're then soaking the flax in. When do you get the hana from what you're doing? So you get the hana only after you wear the garment that's made out of the flax. So you're getting the hana well after you are causing the consumption or the destruction of the perishvias. And that's why, according to the Tanakama, you're not allowed, even though, yes, there may be other uses for perishvias other than achila, it is only, you're only able to use perishvias for a purpose where the hana and the beer arrive simultaneously. However, for something where the hana and the beer do not arrive simultaneously, like when you're using the item now in some sort of mixture and the hana is only going to be received later on when you actually wear the clothing that you're making out of this flax, that is off limits. That you're not allowed to do with perishvias. Says the Gemara, Rav Yossi haksiv liachla. But according to Rav Yossi, why are you allowed to use it for Mishra and Kvusa? Ah, it says liachla, so that you're only allowed to use it for food. And even though lachla doesn't mean only lachla mamish, because it says lachem liachla, doesn't Rav Yossi agree that it can only be used for something that the hana and the beer arrive simultaneously? So we say, no, he makes another dia. Kaumi boile laachla velo lamalugma. That it must be used for achila and not for melugma. What's melugma? So melugma is translated as plaster, but Rashi points out that it's that melugma is refuah, and the Gemara refers to refuah as melugma. Like for example, the Gemara tells us in Masechah Shabbos that chamen b'matzoy Shabbos melugma, that it's a melugma to drink chamen, to drink a hot beverage on matzoy Shabbos, and Rashi over there says also melugma is the hainu refuah. So melugma is, so you're allowed to use it for achila, but you're not allowed to use it for a refuah. Why wouldn't you be allowed to use it for a refuah? So it's going to come out, the Rav Yossi's criteria is that you're only allowed to use perishvias for a purpose that would be needed by everybody. So it's got to be a davar hashava l'chol nefesh. So we're generally accustomed to learning about davar hashava l'chol nefesh l'gabe ochol nefesh on yontif. But Rav Yossi Shita is that in order to be used, in order for it to use perishvias for something, it's got to be something that's needed and that's utilized by everybody. And not everybody needs a refuah, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily. So Kedetanya, so the limit of Rav Yossi is as follows. Liachla v'lola melugma, that you're allowed to use the perishvias for achila and not for a refuah. Sata omer liachla v'lola melugma, so you're saying that you're allowed to use it for achila and not for a melugma. O eino elo v'lola kvusa. Maybe I'm not allowed to use it to soak flax. So why do you, Rav Yossi, say that I'm allowed to use the perishvias to put in a mixture of water that I'm using to soak flax? Says the Gemara, Kisho Omer Lachem, because when it says Lachem, Hare Lekvus Amar, then it already tells me that I'm allowed to use it for laundering and soaking flax. Ha ma ni mekayim laachla. I, when it says liachla, what does that mean? It come to teach me. It's liachla velo lemelugma, that it teaches me that I'm allowed to use it for achila, for food, and I'm not allowed to use it as a refuah. Says the Gemara. Wow. Ma rois la rabas asakvusa lahotzia samelugma. Does it make any sense that I'm going to say that I'm allowed to eat perishvias? I'm also allowed to use it as a laundering agent, but I'm not allowed to use it to ingest it as a refuah. If I'm allowed to eat it, why would I exclude refuah and why would I include laundering? That doesn't really make any sense. So says the Gemara, flipping to Mem Amud Beis, well, Marbani Asakvusa Sheshave B'chal Adam, because this is Rav Yossi's criteria. Rav Yossi's criteria is not, he doesn't focus on the fact that it's got to be Hana and consumption achieved at the same time. His criteria is that it's got to be used for something that shava b'chol adam, that is universally required, that's universally beneficial to people. And he comes to exclude melugma because they're not shava b'chol adam. Why? Rashi says, because not everybody's sick. So if not everybody's sick, not everybody needs a refuah. So it would turn out that that a refuah is not a davar ha-shava l'chol adam. Therefore, you're not allowed to use perish fias as a refuah. What would come out, according to Rav Yossi, however, is that you are allowed to use perish fias in order to burn. Why? Because burning wood as firewood is something that shava l'chol nefesh. It's shava l'chol adam because everybody needs to cook food. Everybody needs to use firewood. And therefore, according to Rav Yossi, if the criteria is that you're allowed to use perish fias for anything that's universally required, you're allowed to use it to burn firewood. According to the Tanakhama, you're not, because the Tanakhama says you're only allowed to use perish fias for something where the hanah is derived at the same time as the consumption. And by firewood, that hanah is derived after. But Rav Yossi says, I don't care when the hanah is derived. I don't require the hanah and the consumption to arrive simultaneously. I just require that it be something which is shava l'chol nefesh, that shava l'chol adam that everybody needs. So what wound up proving over here in our Gemara is we had we cited a shita that the hanah and the bior have to arrive together, that's the only permitted use for perish fias. And what we've now proven is that shita is actually a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rav Yossi. So what we took for granted in the Gemara on Amud Aleph is the shita of the Tanakhama. Rav Yossi, however, doesn't bother with ano biur shava. He says that there's a different lima, that perish fias has to be used for something that everybody needs, that shava l'chol adam. So long as it's shava l'chol adam, you're good, you're fine. So says the Gemara, man tana laha detana rabbana le'achol v'lo l'melugma. Who's the author of the following brisa that says that you're allowed to use perish fias liachla, that you have to eat it v'lo l'melugma, that you're not allowed to use it as a refuah liachla v'lo l'ziluf, that you're allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to use it to sprinkle? Why would you sprinkle the wine? So you would sprinkle the wine in order to create a good smell. And there are certain istanists, there are certain people who are very particular who would sprinkle wine around their house to make a good smell. It's like the Talmud home diffuser, the room diffuser, liachla v'lalasos v'menu apiktavizin, and that you're allowed to use it for achila, but you're not allowed to use it as an emetic or something to induce vomiting. So who's that Mandi Amar? Who's this Brisa? Who's the author of this Brisa? Come on, Rav Yossi. It's like the Shita Rav Yossi, because it's Rav Yossi who says that you're only allowed to use perish fias for something that shava l'chol adam. And not everybody is a chola, not everybody is an istanist, not everybody is anorexic and needs to induce vomiting. So this is not davar ha-shave l'chol adam. Says the Gemara, di rabbanon, because if it's the rabbanon, if it's the rabbanon, remember the rabbanon were the Tanakhama of the Brisa that we saw in Amud Aleph, who says that you're not allowed to use perish fias to soak flax in or to launder garments in. So if it was the Rabbanan, so why are you using only these three examples of things that you're not allowed to do with perish fias? So ikanami mishra kvusa, you're also not allowed to use it to soak flax, you're not allowed to use it for purposes of laundering. So I'm a Rav Elazar, ein shvias mischalel, so therefore, this Mandi Amar is obviously the shita of Rav Yossi. Good. Okay. So, Amar Rav Elazar, Ein Shvias Mischaleles Ela Derech Mekach. Now we're going to have the second topic in today's daf, which is how do we transfer Kedusha Shvias? So if you have Peros Shvias and you want to buy the Peros or you want to transfer the Kedusha onto something else, can it be transferred like Derech Chilul, Derech Pidyon, or does it require an actual transaction, a purchase and sale transaction of Mekach Umemkar? Says the Gemara as follows. So, Amar Rav Elazar, Ein Shvias Mischalelas Ela Derech Mekach. That Shvias can only be Mischalelas Derech Mekach. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Bein Derech Mekach, Bein Derech Hillel. It could be Mischalel, either Derech Mekach or Derech Chilul. And again, Rashi explains that Derech Chilul means that you would say that these peros are mechulal on money that I have lying around. So that's Derech Chilul, because you're stam trying to transfer the kedusha from the payros onto money. Derech mekach is when there is a facing transaction with somebody else, obviously, and you're actually selling the item to the other person. So we saw machlokas Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Lazar says it's got to be derech mekach. So says the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Lazar. Why would Rabbi Lazar say that you're only allowed to transfer payros fias through derech mekach? Tchziv bishnas hayovel azos. Because it says, "Meshas Hayovel Azos Tashuvu Esha Lechuzoso V'Somachlei V'Chisim Keru Mimkar V'Lami Secha." So, because there's a smichas parshios of V'Chisim Keru Mimkar to Yovel, which has the same halachos of Shmita, so it turns out Derech Mekach V'Lo Derech Hilol. So the pasuk is hinting to us that the only way I'm allowed to transfer the kedusha of Shviyas is through Derech Mekach V'Mimkar. It's not enough to do Derech Hilol. It doesn't transfer without an actual purchase and sale type of transaction. Rav Yochanan, my time, why does Rav Yochanan say that you can transfer the kedusha through chilol? Tchziv ki yovel hi kodesh, because it says in the pasuk ki yovel hi kodesh, and ma kodesh bein derech mekach bein derech chilol. Just like kodesh can be transferred through derech mekach and derech chilol, Rashi points out, because it says ufado be'erkecha v'yosef chamishiso alav are chilol v'im lo yigal v'nim kar be'erkecha are mekach. So Rashi brings down the psukim that talk about stam hektish, where we see hektish transferring through derech chilol and through derech mekach. And we're making a comparison between Yovel, but again, Yovel has the same halachos as Shemitah for this purpose, between Yovel and Kodesh, because it says Yovel hi Kodesh. Just like Kodesh, just like Hektish is transferred whether both through Derech Mekach and Derech Chilol, Afshviyas bein Derech Mekach bein Derech Chilol. So to Shviyas, the Kedusha is transferred both through Mekach and through Chilol. So it says Rav Yochanan, says the Gemara of Rav Yochanan, Haiki Simkru Mimkar Mai Avidlei. But Rav Yochanan, what does he do with the pasuk that Rav Eliezer brought down? There was this pasuk that Rav Eliezer said of Vechi Simkru Mimkar Lamisecha, the Smichas Parshios between Vechi Simkru Mimkar and Yovel. So Rav Eliezer learns from that that it can only be transferred b'derech mekach memkar. What does Rav Yochanan do with that pasuk? So miboy leilich leRav Yosi b'Rav Chanina. He needs it for Rav Yosi b'Rav Chanina. The Tanya, I'm Rav Yosi b'Rav Chanina. Bo re'e, come and see, kama kosho avaka shel shvius. How harsh, how destructive the avak shvius kavi, the dust of shvius. That Adam nosev and nosev peirish shvius, that a person does business with peirish shvius, l'sof mocheres metal to love v'eskelav, ultimately he's going to be destitute, he's going to have to sell off all his belongings. Shenemar b'shnasa yovel azos tashuvu ish alechuzaso v'samach lei v'chisim kru mimkar lamisecha. Because of the smichas parshias between yovel and v'chisim kru mimkar lamisecha, we say that if you're not going to be careful and you're going to violate avak shvius, then you're going to wind up destitute. Avak shvius, that's a weird thing to call this. Why? Because Rashi points out, the Gemara usually uses the lashon of avak, like the dust of something, where it's not actually part of the etzem iser. For example, avak ribis is something, the Gemara will talk about something as avak ribis, where there's an iser of ribis, there's an iser of collecting interest in the Torah, and avak ribis is not actually collecting interest, it's something that might look like collecting interest. The pasuk tells me that I'm not allowed to do business with peirish shvius. So why does the Gemara call that avak shvius? That's not like avak. That's not the dust of the isur of shvius. That is one of the isurim of shvius. Rashi points out that the ikur of the isur of shvius is sodcha lo sizra v'charmecha lo sizmar, and this is an isur kal sheba. So okay, Rashi could say it. We can't say it. Rashi points out that if you have all the isurei shvius, so the headline isurei shvius are don't plant and don't prune your vineyard. And one of the lesser known or lesser important Isurim of Shvius, it is an Isur Daraisa, but it's not one of the headline Isurim. So from the Chisim Kru Mimkar, he learns out, Kama Kasha Avaka Shel Shvius. But he doesn't learn out that the only way to transfer is through Mekach, Umemkar. Okay, so now we're about halfway down on Mem Amud Beis, and now we're going to analyze the Shita of Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar, Hakrad Rav Yochanan, Mai Avid Lei. So what is Rav Elazar, who says that Shvias can only be transferred through Derech Mekach Umemkar, what does he do with the Pasuk of Rav Yochanan? Again, Rav Yochanan had compared Shvias to Kodesh, just like Kodesh could be transferred through Mekach Umemkar and through Derech Hillel, so to Shvias. So what does Rav Elazar do with that? So Miboy Lei Lichadetanya, Kiyovali Kodesh, Ma Kodesh tofes as damav, av Shvias tofes as damav. Just like Kodesh is tofes as damav, just like Kodesh, the Kedusha attaches to the money, so to Shvias, the Kedusha attaches to the money. And Rashi points out that, Kodesh tofes as damav, it's about 8 lines before the lines get wide in Rashi, Padiyak siv bay, Shaze Yosef is a nichlas tachtav. Yotze HaKodesh L'chulam V'nechlas An Adamim Tachtov D'haynu Ufada V'haynu Nimkar D'chol Mechira Yotze Mikocho Shal Zeh V'uba L'zeh V'Adamim Nechnasim L'Rishus HaMocher. That the way the Pidyon works is just like by Mekach HaMemkar, there's a transfer of funds from the buyer to the seller. So too, by Chilul, the way it works is that something has Kedusha, you're then transferring that Kedusha onto the other thing, but the thing that's transferred loses its Kedusha. However, by Shvias, it's not like that. By Shvias, if you are buying Perish Shvias with money, so the fruits are Perish Shvias. They have Kedusha Shvias. The money also has Kedusha Shvias. We saw this already yesterday. That's why you're not allowed to give the Am Haaretz a lot of money, because you have to make sure that the Am Haaretz uses the money in order to provide day-to-day sustenance. Because the Pasuk told us that Shvias is li'achla v'lo l'schara. That Shvias is only for immediate consumption. It's not to bank and to profit later on by doing business with it. So Shvias is tofes demeah. So that's what the Gemara means by tofes as demeah. Again, it's not exactly like Hektish, because by Hektish is an actual transfer. What the Gemara is going to tell us now is by Shvias there is no actual transfer. Rather, what happens is the Kedusha, you should sort of view it that the Kedusha really spreads by Shvias. It starts with a fruit and then it spreads with whatever you're going to transfer the fruit into. And that's what we're going to see right now. So Tanya Kavosei de Rebbe Lazar, Tanya Kavosei de Rebbe Yochanan. So we have a brisa like both of these shitas. Tanya Kavosei de Rebbe Lazar, we have a brisa like Rebbe Lazar. Shvias tofeses es damea, that Shvias is tofes es damea. Shenemar ki yovel I kodesh tielochem. Ma kodesh tafeses es dama vi asur, av shvias tafeses es damea vi asura. Just like kodesh is tofes es dama vi asur, so to shvias is tofes es damim and it's asur. But what's instructive is Rebbe Elazar learns out from here, from the kodesh, not that you could transfer kedusha shvias through derech hillel, but he learns out the similarity between Shvias and Hektish, that the transference of Kedusha works itself. But says the Gemara, Ima Kodesh Tofes Dama V'yotza L'chulan, Av Shvias Tofeses Es Dama V'yotza L'chulan. The whole idea of Chilol by Hektish is that I have something that's Hektish, and I want to transfer the Kedusha onto the money. But the thing that previously had Hektish, once I make the transfer, that thing is no longer Hektish. Well, you're telling me that Shvias has the same din of Kodesh. That's not true, because by Kodesh, I have item A is Kodosh. I'm transferring the Kedusha onto item B. Item A is no longer Kodosh. By Shvias, what you're telling me, it's Kodosh Vitofes as Damim. If I have Peres Shvias and I buy them with money, the Peres are Kodosh and the money is Kodosh. So that's not exactly the same. That's not exactly the same thing. So says the Gemara, so Ima Kodesh Tofes is Dama Vyotza Lechulun, Ashvias Tofes is Dama Vyotza Lechulun, Tamalomar Tiyeba Vyotza Tehei. Ah, so there's a lima to the Zadiyak in the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says Tiyeh, meaning Bavyotza Tehei, that it always retains its status of Kedusha. Haketzad, how could it be that it always retains its status of Kedusha, that it always maintains the status of Kedusha? So Lokach Peperus, so the Gemara gives an illustration. So Lokach Peperus Shvias, Basar, let's say you have Peperus Shvias, and you use the Peperus Shvias, you barter. So you use the Peperus Shvias to buy meat. So Elu ve'Elu mizbarim b'shvi'is. So they both have kedusha shvi'is, meaning you're allowed to consume them, and once it's no longer readily available, you have to do beer. So we haven't learned the halachas of beer, but it's one of the halachas that applies by shvi'is, after it's no longer readily available in the market or in the field. So again, so the way that it works is, you have kedusha, you have peiros with shvi'is, you're exchanging it for something else, even though the din by hektish would be that the kedusha is transferred. The din by shvi'is is now both of these items have kedusha. If you then take the basar that you bought with the peiros shvi'is, and then you turn the basar into dagim, yatsa basar v'nichnas dagim. Now the basar no longer has kedusha shvi'is, but the dagim have kedusha shvi'is, and of course the original peiros have kedusha shvi'is. Lokach b'dagim yayin. If you bought wine with a dagim, yatsu dagim v'nichnas yayin. Now the dagim no longer has kedusha shvi'is, but the wine does, and of course so do the original peiros shvi'is. Lokach b'yayin shemen. Now you bought oil, yatsa yayin v'nichnas shemen. Now the shemen has kedusha shvi'is. Okay, Tzad, says the Gemara, by now you get the point. Achron nichnas b'shvi'is upriyatzmo osur. So the last thing that you're bartering, that you're changing the peiros shvi'is into, is going to have kedusha shvi'is, and the peiros themselves will retain the kedusha shvi'is. They will also retain the kedusha shvi'is upriyatzmo osur. So mitani lokach. So if you look in this brisa, so the brisa says, you have peiros shvi'is and you buy meat and you buy fish and you buy wine and you buy shemen. For the fact that it always says buying, doesn't it mean the only way to transfer kedusha shvi'is is through mekach u'memkar? So migtoni lokach alma derech mekach in derech chilo lo. So isn't it a raya that the only way the kedusha shvi'is could be transferred is b'derech mekach and not b'derech chilo? And that is like the shita of Rabbi Elazar. Says the Gemara now. Tanya Kavasid Rav Yochanan. Now we have a brisa like Rav Yochanan. Again, Rav Yochanan was a Me'andamer who said that it could be transferred not only through Derech Mekach Memkar, but also through Derech Hillel, because he says, Echad Shvi'is ve'echad Meiser Sheni Mischalalin al Behema Chayav Oof. You're allowed to transfer the Kedusha, but it's a Lashon of Chilol and not Dafka Lashon of Mekach u'Memkar. Al Beim Achayav Oof, you're allowed to transfer it on Beim Achayav Oof, Bein Chayim, Bein Shchutim, whether they're alive or whether they're Shechle, Divra, or Meir. V'chachamim Omrim, Al Shchutim Mischalalin, that you're allowed to transfer the Kedusha, the Peros, with Kedusha Shvi'is or Meiser on Shechted animals, Al Chayin Ein Mischalalin. However, you're not allowed to transfer the Kedusha onto live animals. Why? Because we're afraid maybe you're going to raise them as a flock. Rashi says, what's the problem if you raise them as a flock? So the problem is, because if you raise them as a flock, you're going to keep them with you. And what did we say that you have to do with peiros shvi'is? You have to use it, anything that Shemitah, that a Shemitah sanctity, you have to use it for immediate consumption. If you're going to keep animals around because you're going to raise them, we're afraid that you're not using them for immediate consumption. Rashi points out, you're obviously keeping them around, Meshana Lashana, and you're going to use them for profit, because ultimately they're going to be Vlados, and you're going to use them to profit. And by Shemitah, it says that you have to use it only for immediate consumption. Amar Rava, so just to finish up this thought, so Amar Rava, Machlokas Bezcharim, the Machlokas of whether you're allowed to transfer it only on shchutin or also on live animals, that machlokas is by zecharim, because Rashi points out that zecharim is ein megadla me'am vlados, because zecharim don't give birth, and therefore you're not afraid that you're going to keep them around in order to create other animals. Nevertheless, the Rabbanan were still gozer over here. Aval b'nekevos, but by female animals, where female animals, what they do is they give birth. Devrei akol al shchutim mischalalin al chayinim mischalalin. Everybody agrees that you're only allowed to transfer the kedusha onto shechted animals, not onto live animals. Why? Gzeira shemi yigodol me'am adarim, because it's a gzeira that you might keep them around, and you might try to raise a whole flock of animals, and that is going to be an isser, because we saw already many times in the Gemara today that you have to use the Shemitah produce and anything that has Shemitah sanctity for immediate consumption, and we're afraid that you're going to keep these animals around. It's not going to be for immediate consumption. All right, so here's a good stopping point. We'll pick up three lines down from the top, God willing, tomorrow.